Hello, baby.
Oh, hi, Cody. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card we have on file.
That may be because I got a new card. Let's see here.
No wonder. That will do it.
Oh, are you ready for the information on the new
Yes, one? I can update it. Does it still end in 7718 or is it a whole new card?
Whole new card.
Okay, so go ahead when you're ready.
It is 4744.
Okay.
7801.
Mm-hmm.
6160.
Okay.
6033.
Okay, expiration?
0727.
And the code on the back?
787.
And is it still the best drive for the billing address?
It's actually different.
Okay, what's the billing address?
603
uh-huh.
Galloway Lane.
Okay.
G-A-L-W-A-Y Lane. That's Stafford, Virginia. 22554.
Okay. 603 Galway Lane, Stafford, Virginia, 22554. And then I will get your authorization and you'll be good to go. So just bear with me here. Good. That one worked. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that, Cody, and have a really nice rest of your week, too.
Quick question.
Yes.
Would I talk to you about maybe expanding my region? On the, I guess, my radius.
So, if you wanted to, depending on, you know, what you want to focus on, we can put Facebook ads on your account or Google ads, and you can have them, you know, wherever you'd like showing up on Google without having an address there. So, the local Google My Business.
Because I'm trying to. I'm trying to find out how to generate more more leads because I get probably maybe like one or two a week.
Okay.
Sometimes once a week, and sometimes I'll get three a week. You know.
Right. So the local Google My Business that we're optimizing for you now. It's tied into the Stafford, Virginia address, okay? So that doesn't mean that you would only show up in Stafford. You could be popping up in some of the immediate surrounding areas. However, let's say there's a Beverly Hills type area that's very high-end or an area where a lot of business comes from that you'd like to focus on, and maybe it's 20-minute drive or something like that. Then what we could do is run Google AdWords in those areas. So how that works is you could give us, for example, $100 extra or $200, whatever you want the budget to be. And if you did $100, we would set a daily cap at somewhere around $3 a day. And the intention there is to stretch out that amount for the whole month, okay? And that you would never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month.
Right.
Okay.
Right, and that's Google Ads. Are we with Google Ads?
So
we're already on the campaign.
You already have Google. Oh, are you doing those separately yourself?
Yeah, I'm talking with my father.
We have an estimate in
Google Ads. Okay, so we have. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I guess we're already doing an ad campaign with Google. Yeah, I didn't know if maybe we were just set in Stafford with you guys, or maybe I could expand to even, you know, even 45 minutes down the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We have people that say, you know, I want the entire northeastern region of my state, and, you know, you can go as much as you want.
Right.
But it it just depends on how much budget you wanted to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because I'm at $150 a month right now, right?
Yeah, you're at $150 a month right now.
Right.
But I mean, you're already doing your own AdWords, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right, because I mean, I bet basically, I don't know if it, you know, if I pay an extra $100 or $200 and somebody in Falls Church or Springfield Google paving and I'd come up over there, you know, because obviously it comes up whoever's within the closest, you know, whoever's near them.
Right. So for the Google Maps, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. If someone types in a keyword that's relevant to what you do, Google sends out millions mm-hmm. of web crawlers looking for the best match. And because
right.
we give you the strongest, most dominant internet presence locally, your company's ranking mm-hmm. there. Okay. However, mm-hmm. let's say that it's somewhere, like you say, even a 40-minute drive away from where you are,
mm-hmm.
but you want to take on clients there. If you do the Google AdWords, or even if you do Facebook ads, it would work the same, just
mm-hmm.
depending on if the client's looking you up on Google or looking up on Facebook. But how it works
right.
is when they type in your keyword, you know how there's a couple of companies at the top that will actually say ad next to them?
Yeah.
That's the, so the AdWords, right. So let's say you gave us an extra $100 and you said, I want to try it. And then mm-hmm. let's, for example, say the pay-per-click rate is $1, okay? So you have a $3 a day max budget. So every morning
mm-hmm.
your ads will go up in all those designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, right? But once people
right.
start clicking on you, so if, you know, the pay-per-click rate's $1, in this scenario, you'd have, after three people clicked on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. So that's why some people grow that budget. They say, hey, I'd rather give you $200. That way I have a $6 a day budget, right? So
mm-hmm.
you could try it. I mean, even though you're running your own AdWords, you could even pause yours on your end and allocate that money towards, you know, having us do it, because sometimes
mm-hmm.
the technicians that we are using to do the programming, they're a little bit more seasoned, if you will, in which keywords
uh-huh.
are generating the most revenue, which keywords have a lower per click cost rate. So sometimes
mm-hmm.
if people try to manage it themselves, and you can probably attest to this, it's very difficult to figure it out. If you call Google, you can't get through. It's hard to manage it, right? So oftentimes
right.
people prefer that we manage it, because that way we can oftentimes make their budget stretch farther. Because let's say, for example, one of your keywords is $3 a click, but it's a low-performing keyword, and then our technicians see that there's one that's only $90 a click and it's performing well. You know, they would much rather allocate the money towards those keywords where they know it will stretch your budget farther. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's food for thought. You don't have to make any changes now, but if you do want to add it. Facebook ads is pretty cool. What happens is the search engines will track what people are searching for online. So if they're searching for any of your services, if you're running Facebook ads, next time they go on their newsfeed, an ad for quality paving would come up. So it's something
uh-huh.
that's designed to bring you even more clients coming from the social media platform.
Okay. What's the price on something like that?
Same thing. We always recommend bundling the Google advertising with minimum of $100 worth of the Facebook ads, but you could
right.
always, you know, increase that down the road if you wanted to. But $100
right.
is definitely a good starting point, especially if, you know, you kind of want, you know, 20, 30, 40 miles away. That would be a good starting point for you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me, we might end up doing something like that. Is this a good number for you?
Yeah, You can redial and ask for Tina. It just goes to the call center and they have to hunt me down. So I'll text you my direct line. I'm at extension 777. That way, if you need me, you can call in, and once you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk.
Okay. Yeah, if you could just text that all over to this phone number.
You got it.
We end up doing something like that. So let me go ahead and talk it over with my father and my brother and see what we got going on. So.
Okay. Yeah, sounds perfect. And if, you know, your father or brother have any questions, feel free to call me too, okay?
Okay. That'll work.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice rest of your week too.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.